section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
My dearest Mrs. Bubba, you are my everything. You're the air that I breathe, the sunlight that warms my face. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, Bubba, I love you so much. You are my soulmate. You're the best ever.
Come to me, Mrs. Bubba. Come, let me hold you in my arms. Happy Valentine's Day, my dear.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, my love.
You've got to be fucking kidding me. You guys are going to bring that shit up on here? This is the Burns and IP Unhappy Valentine's Day episode, not the lovey-dovey sweetheart episode.
Come on, man. Love is in the air.
Yeah, Blake, it's okay to just let go and embrace love.
I think I just puked a little bit in my mouth.
You're just jealous because you don't get to tap this ass.
Hey, you ain't tapping my wife's nothing.
Hey, don't get mad at me. She's the one offering it up.
I didn't offer anything up to you.
You did. With your eyes.
Oh, Lord, can we just get on with the show? I've got some cockfighting to do tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You see, Dad? It's not just superficial. I'm deep in love.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I want to have sex with a personality. Dry hump her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
All right, so be loud and...
Fuck yeah.
Just okay. Be a rat, baby.
You be you.
I was being me.
He's like... This is episode 38. Unhappy PD. Oh, wait.
I don't have your microphone on. Now say something.
This is what Bubba likes.
Oh, that's better now.
Okay.
You're part of the show now.
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome to It Burns When I Pee,
she said,
episode 38, Unhappy VD.
No, do it again like a Kmart shopper announcer. That's great. Do it again.
Welcome to episode 38 of It Burns When I Pee, Unhappy VD.
I love it.
It's a blue light special in aisle 6.
Welcome to Kmart. Your VD is on sale in aisle 7.
Oh my God, that was classic.
That was awesome.
Actually, that's where I met Mrs. Bubba. Was she was working at Kmart as the store announcer lady.
That'd be a good country song. I met my girl at Kmart.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Her sexy voice over the intercom.
That's a horrible country song.
Well, I'm leaving. I'm pausing for the instrumental part.
Bear near
near. See, there, now we'll do it. Okay. I met my girl.
Bear near.
All right, one time. I met my girl, Kmart.
Bear near near.
That's not a rap song.
Oh, okay.
I heard her voice over the intercom.
Bear near near.
It sounded so delightful when she said BD on sale and aisle 7. That's a horrible fucking song. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton. I am the host of this godforsaken show.
Oh my god.
Called It Burns When I Pee, and we're celebrating that wonderful, great, that, shitty fucking time.
I was going to say that was sarcasm,
well,
right?
Yeah, it was sarcasm. Valentine's Day. So I have with me the lovely and talented Mrs. Bubba.
Hello.
And Big Fat Jesus, Uncle Bubba.
Oh, wow.
I'm in a bad mood.
I'm not just Fat Jesus. Now I'm Big Fat Jesus.
I'm in a bad mood.
Wow.
So welcome to the show.
Thanks, man.
Sorry. I'm kind of sucking up to old
yeah,
girl
I,
over here.
I see. I guess
that's okay.
If I had fun bags, you'd suck up to me, too.
Yeah, if you had a set of fun bags, I would. Well, you kind of do.
I do have a set of fun bags. They're my wife's.
They're hairy, though.
You want me to take my shirt off, don't you?
No, I don't want you.
You
want
to rub my nipple?
Camera woman! No. Okay. Bubba's going to take his top off. He thinks he's a Sturgis.
I'm going to do my sexy dance for you.
Oh, my God. So, Bubba, why don't you tell us what we got going on in the show tonight?
Well, tonight we have music by the Calamity Cubes, the Meat Purveyors, the Pine Box Boys, Uncle Scratch's Gospel Revival, and a special dedication by NWA to a friend of the show.
You know, I had a lot of people tell me that we're subconsciously trying to convert them to rap, but that's not it.
No, no, we're diverse.
If I found a song by, let's say, the Meat Purveyors that said, fuck the police, I would have used that. Oh, I gave it away.
Uh-oh. Right. See, you spoiled the show minutes in.
I pulled a Mrs. Bubba. George Washington!
I apologized for that.
I apologize. Oh, what else do we have going on the show?
We're also going to feature an interview with Joe Huber of the 357 String Band. We're going to play a couple songs from their new album, Lightning from the North. We are going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about people that share a birthday with Mrs. Bubba. Hey, did you know George Washington does?
George Washington.
That's crazy.
Yeah, imagine
he
that.
He had wooden teeth son and a lot of black son of a, wives.
Son of a beach. And we're also going to have a fan feedback, contact information, and much, much more.
Oh,
there it is.
I love when he
just,
reads.
Just for you.
Reads exactly how I write it. I love it.
Much, much more.
So, after we get done with this microphone issue we have here. Are you
done? Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about something that's going on here at Beans and Frank Studio. I am in protest of it, but it seems as though you are attempting to stop smoking.
That is correct.
And now you have corrupted Mrs. Bubba's mind, and now she
Mrs.
wants to stop.
Mrs. Bubba's on the bandwagon.
So you know what that leaves me as? The minority.
As usual.
I'm going to start it tomorrow. Not going to smoke.
Thank God we're taping tonight.
Yeah, because my life's going to be hell.
So episode 39 will be like, Bubba and Mrs. Bubba kill someone?
I was just hoping Mr. Bubba's still alive. Come next month.
Sweet.
It's not going to be that bad.
So what?
I hope not.
How are you tackling?
Cold turkey.
She's going cold turkey. I've got a little medicinal assistance.
Marijuana?
I wish. But
wait,
that was kinda...
do you have that? Why aren't you sharing?
No, I don't have any weed.
Oh, okay.
I do have a box that you could put your weed in it.
But right now, I just crumbled up a bunch of leaves.
No, I've got a prescription from the doctor, and I'm getting a little help.
So how long have you been working on this?
Less than a month.
How's it going?
Seriously. Not bad. Not bad.
I don't think it's fair that I smoke, and then because you want to take a drag off of mine, and I feel like I'm not helping.
Did I tell you to quit smoking? Did I say, Mrs. Bubba, you need to quit smoking?
No, but I'm doing it out of courtesy and politeness.
You could have just left the room.
You must smoke in the bathroom.
You could smoke outside. Go outside with your bad-smelling cigarettes.
Don't you hate that? Now, has he been like this? He'd be like, woo, you
yes.
stink.
One time I made a comment that it stunk.
I went to kiss him, and he said, ooh.
Yeah,
ooh, you smell like cigarettes.
And you said, listen here, asshole. I've been sucking your face for 7 or 8 years now.
That's not all she's been sucking.
Oh, bazinga.
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 Oh, my. There, see?
Oh, my.
I thought I'd get it in there.
Thank you.
Well,
I feel better.
I wish you both well.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
You don't. You don't. Don't lie. You don't.
You'll see me at work, though, and I'll be bumming one off of you, even though yours aren't menthol.
You know, the joke of that is...
She's going to smoke the Pall Mall.
Yeah.
The joke of that is she's like, I'll see you at work.
That would be assuming she showed up.
Right.
I'm going to try and do that tomorrow. I'm thinking about going to work.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about... I'm going to try to smoke. So, okay, anyway, real seriously, good luck to you both.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best. I want to see you guys healthy. I myself find that if I don't smoke... I will want to kill people more than I do now.
Yeah, let's keep you on the smokes then.
So, good luck with that.
Thanks.
And with that, hey, by the way, I want to tell you that your bazoombas look great in that shirt. I'm just saying.
Dude, seriously, I'm fucking right next to you.
The shirt I'm wearing now?
Yeah, I can see.
You've got a lot of cleavage going on there, babe.
Oh, I do have a lot of cleavage. I forgot.
And, you know, I just... Stop looking at her tits. I just punched him in the arm.
I think she...
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that hurt a little bit. All right.
That was kind of weak.
It was kind of a weak punch. Oh!
Bazinga.
Right now we're going to hear a little song.
A song?
A song?
A song. A little something-something. Delia Rose by the Calamity Cubes. From their album Long Cold Winter. Just like it's been here, it's been a long, cold winter.
It has.
Yeah, I'm ready for spring.
Happy Valentine's Day, fuckers.
Happy V-Day to you.
How did you know?
What is it?
I don't... I
crabs?
I can't pronounce
syphilis.
It.
Syphilis? Gonorrhea?
I dated a girl named Gonorrhea. I don't know. Forget it. Let's go.
shotgun started singing. I felt your rose wells underneath the midnight moon.
You are listening to the latest and greatest episode of It Burns When I Pee, the podcast. Since you obviously enjoy listening to great free podcasts, may we suggest verbal abuse? Hello out there in internet land, I'm the Big Dad.
And I'm Hoove Dog. And you know what? Verbal Abuse, the podcast, is about everything. We discuss the latest in celebrity deaths, pop culture in general, politics, whatever comes to our mind, relevant or not. Two fine young Canadian gentlemen bringing our unique views, not at all educated or unbiased, in a free-flowing forum with great musical selections and no topic off-limits.
To check us out, go to iTunes and search for Verbal Abuse under podcasts, or go to verbalabuse.podbean.com to stream our show directly from your computer. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/verbalabusecast and send us emails at verbalabusepodcast@live.com. We now return you to It Burns When I Pee, and remember, you
just have been verbally abused.
Beautiful! What a nickel!
It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart. All hollow. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony. Above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper. If I only had a heart.
Thank you. his tear-brimmed eyes. He's moaning for his only son now on the scaffold.
Alright. Alright, that was Willow Garden by the Meat Purveyors.
I love the Meat Purveyors. I wish they wouldn't have broke up.
Purveyor. What is a purveyor? Do we know?
A pervert in disguise.
Okay.
With his meat?
He disguised his meat.
Yeah, he's like, it's actually a banana.
Look, it's an Oscar Mayer wiener. Did you burn yourself? What did you do?
He got excited about the meat.
Keep going. Holy shit.
He burned himself.
I think he just burned himself. That's why you should quit smoking, Blake. If it's one of the lessons that I can give you here tonight, it's to quit smoking.
He's
going
to
join
now.
Us again now, putting the headphones back on. And
did you miss me?
Nope. Quick answer, even, huh?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, since we had a little, I want to go off topic. That's kind of unusual for me.
Yeah, you never.
But
do
have
that.
You ever taken such a big poop that like you can still feel it's the end of it?
Did you just do that in my shitter?
Yeah, but listen, have you ever taken a shit like so big that like you can feel the tip of it still touching your butt cheek?
Oh, yeah.
Like after it goes into the
bowl. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
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 And you got to kind of wiggle.
Well, it's because like,
shake
you're,
it.
You're like,
make sure it's not attached.
Yeah, you're like, is it all the way out or is it sitting there?
Yeah, you got to wiggle a little bit, shake it.
But, yeah. So I just took a big shit in your.
It wasn't a splasher.
No, because I like to sit down on it. I mean, I like to get down on
it. You like to get down.
I like to get down. I mean, I'm holding on to the sink. I mean, I don't mess around. Like, a lot of people go in there for like an hour and a half and sit and read the fucking paper. When I go in to take a shit.
You do shit fast.
The shit's on its way out. The shit's on its way
out. You're a quick shitter.
So, I'm sorry.
You hold it till it's ready to go.
Right.
How's your knuckle?
my knuckle's a little red
right
now.
It's pretty red.
Say no to drugs, I guess. I mean, not drugs, but
yeah,
tobacco
yeah,
is a
yeah.
drug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire.
So, I like to, you know, kind of bring old shows into new shows and kind of, you know,
talk about things we've talked about
in the
past.
Talk about the Tin Man.
Right, yeah, the Tin Man.
Talk about the Tin Man.
We just got done listening to the Tin Man show.
Tin Man is gay.
That's what you pointed out on the last show, and
I did not know that. I had not heard that rumor, but I am now convinced. He was a
you
fag.
You listened to the song.
He was a fag.
Did you hear the gulping on there? I wonder what
yeah,
that was
about.
Yeah,
he was gulping. He needed oiled up. He needed a bottle of lube.
Do you guys know that the guy who was the Tin Man was actually married and had children?
And that means what? Like he was
a
closet fag?
Closet fag.
Wow.
That's right. Me and Mrs. Bubba, we
That's
think
right.
alike. We're here, baby.
We're here. We're right there.
Don't you feel bad, though? I mean, he's dead. Like
so?
So's Rock Hudson. He was gay.
Didn't Robert Reed die from the Brady Bunch? He was gay.
Yeah.
Yep. He had six kids. Well, three. Because only three of them are his.
Dude. That was his character on TV.
Oh, it wasn't really him?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, well, so you think the Tin Man was gay.
I do think the Tin Man. Did you hear him say, did you hear his voice?
I think that, okay, here's the basis. Pardon me for a moment. The basis around his character. I did some research. I do something for this show. the basis of his character, the reason why he was stuck there trying to chop a tree down is because he was chopping the tree down, and as he was chopping it down, he was singing a song about the one that he loved and the girl that he couldn't have. And so he...
that he couldn't have.
Steven. No. And
it was Pat.
The Wicked Witch came by and rusted him up, gave him the rusty trombone.
So he was rusty and he needed lubed. That's gay.
And you just said that somebody gave him a rusty trombone, dude. How much gayer can that be? If I said, hey, Blake, I'm going to give you a rusty trombone.
I'd be like, no way, you're not.
Because you'd think it was gay.
But, okay. All right, he's a fucking queer. All right,
he's gay.
All right, so
thanks for researching that, though. We appreciate it.
I thought I'd try to change your guys' mind and make you guys a little bit more open to society and people. And,
no, he was gay.
That's coming from the guy that makes fun of Jews.
But, you know, here we are trying to get George to come on the show, and you guys are like, he's a fucking queer, guys. Tin Man fucking sucked.
I'm pretty sure George probably hasn't listened to any of our shows, so once I email him, because, you know, I've been waiting 6 months for you to do it, and it hasn't gotten done yet, so I'm going to try to get a hold of George.
Wow. Well, you know, there's a lot to doing this show, and you guys do most of it.
That's why you brought us on board, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Holy shit, we got screwed.
I just didn't want to do the contact information.
That's coming
and,
out.
And I don't have to do it this time either.
The new girl's doing it.
It's like hazing.
It's yeah,
like,
it's great.
It's like hazing.
Here you go, freshman. So
carry our bags and read our contact
that's
info.
That's right. Carry our
Speaking
bags.
Speaking of sports.
Super Bowl was
Super Bowl?
Last week.
We had a good time at the Super Bowl.
We had a great time.
Good eats. Yeah, good time.
We had Mrs. Happy here. That was nice.
Mrs. Yeah. Happy. Yeah, she cooked a lot of food that was kick-ass.
There was some dips.
No chili.
And no, there was
oh,
no
God,
chili.
Here
some
we go
sandwiches.
Chili again.
So, okay. First question. Yes or no? Too much hype?
Yes. Way too much.
I believe so.
2 weeks in between games is too long.
I didn't watch SportsCenter for the 2 weeks, and I didn't watch it. I didn't start watching anything to do with the Super Bowl until we came over.
I mean, really? You can only say that Peyton Manning is fucking awesome in so many different ways before I just completely
tone it out.
El Peyton
Manning! Awesome! So, I don't know.
Was that supposed to be Italian?
It kind of was supposed to be Spanish, but it did sound Italian.
It sounded more Italian than it did Spanish.
Peyton Manning! Who threw the football?
Now we're going Asian.
Yeah, that was not Spanish, dude.
Football.
Football.
No, that's soccer.
Oh. And so, yeah, there's too much hype.
Yeah, too much hype. Way too much.
We did a little gambling. We did a little wagering.
Yeah. Yeah, we did some prop bets. I looked up, I think it was 15 or 20 different Vegas prop bets.
How many were there to choose from? Like,
oh, dude, there was like 500 or 600. It was ridiculous. You could literally bet in Las Vegas on whether or not during the halftime show a member of The Who would break his guitar, and if he did, would it hit a spectator?
And what's funny about it is after watching The Who, like,
they couldn't even swing a guitar.
They couldn't even swing a guitar to break
it.
Oh,
it was awful.
Peter Townsend must be like 112. They were awful.
They were awful. So I won. I mean, the reason why I brought it up is because I won.
Yeah, of course, because if anybody else brought it up, or if anybody else
did
won,
you
wouldn't bring it up.
Did you get your prize?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then.
South mouth.
Recently.
Good.
Very recently.
Oh,
you got it tonight on the way here, didn't you?
No, I'm not saying. I don't know
you
anything.
Said it with your eyes.
I didn't know. I didn't say anything. I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's disgusting.
But anyway, congratulations to the Saints.
Yeah,
who dat?
Because
who dat nation?
You know, it was really important. It's 7 years after a hurricane came that you win a Super Bowl. Like, that's really going to make a difference to the world.
But not
Drew
to the world,
Brees,
but it does to New Orleans.
She's like,
it's a good thing.
Drew Brees and his baby. Was that not the cutest thing?
Dude, do you know how much ass that guy could get just from holding his kid up on national TV that night?
Oh, the
night?
Baby was adorable.
He's got that.
I don't know what that
Sorry.
Was, but
he's got that like big birthmark side thing on the
Is
side
it a
of
scar?
His face.
Like
no, I think it's a birthmark.
It looks like a scar from a knife fight.
I don't
and
know.
That's sexy.
Chicks
scars?
Dig scars.
Scars are sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that kind of scar.
Oh, I got my
picture, lady.
I got my hernia scar. You want to see that?
Oh, God,
no.
No,
that's okay. I already saw your ass on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, Blake did manage to moon us that day. That was something I hope to never see again.
Okay, so
Pimply and Harry.
Congratulations to the city of New Orleans, because for some reason, winning the Super Bowl makes your makes your houses come back and makes all the looters bring their stuff back. And
I think it was a good thing. I was rooting for the Saints.
No, I was rooting for the Saints.
I'm glad
I was.
They won.
I thought it was more.
I think it's good for the city. They deserved it. A little happiness.
Hopefully, Reggie got some bush that night.
Bazinga.
Weak.
Some Kardashian bush.
That was weak. So, something a lot more interesting.
Excuse me.
Wow. That was inappropriate.
You want me to fart?
I found that offensive.
I am going to edit that out. That was
edit it out. Are you fucking kidding
right
me?
Before it,
that's what you're calling offensive?
Right.
Have you ever listened to yourself?
I did just talk about the turds.
Exactly.
Touching my
yeah, all I did was burp.
But when it comes down, I'll be like, it'll be like, yowzas. God. Okay, so
next.
Anyway. Some people are familiar that not only is the month of February the month of love, Valentine's Day, not only is it the Black History Month.
It's President's Month, too. They, you know, got all the presidents in there.
Yeah, they all happen to be born, like, in the same month. Yeah. I find that very ironic. I think it's a conspiracy.
Did you know George Washington was born on the same birthday as Mrs. Bubba?
That's right. George Washington.
Way to bring an intro. Let's talk about some of the people that you share a birthday with, because we did Uncle Bubba last month, and he nobody cool. Nobody at all.
There was nobody cool. No. He thought there were people that were
Joan
cool.
Joan of Arc was
but...
cool. All right. No, she wasn't. She was a lesbian.
Well, let's get the easy one out of the way. You share a birthday with George Washington.
Yes, I do.
Who was the 85th president of the United States.
He was the what?
The 85th president of the United States.
He was the
Dude,
first.
He was the first president
he was
of the
first.
United States.
He was
number
the what?
Number one. Number one.
The number one what?
President.
Of?
The United States.
The United States of America.
She's love. She's love. She's love. She's in my head.
The president's the United States.
Yeah, that's
States.
Thank you. That was,
I have to sing on every episode.
That was pretty good.
Love lingered last in line for brains, but the ones she got were sort of rotten and decayed.
You've played Just Dance too much.
And okay. They sang about peaches. Peaches for you.
No.
Peaches for me.
That's not how it went. Millions
of peaches.
Oh.
Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. Wow, that was
moving
we sounded pretty
country,
good.
Gonna
eat
a lot
of peaches.
Wow!
Anyway, who else was born on Mrs. Bubba's birthday?
Drew Barrymore.
Hot!
Fuck yeah, even though she talks with some kind of fucked up lip thing.
Dude, don't care. She's hot.
But, well, I fuck your bitch. Let me do that over again.
Yeah.
You gotta be like Elvis and a retard to get Drew Barrymore. But
wow,
I'm not doing so good.
No, you're not. You're a fucking train wreck. Dr. J shares a birthday with Mrs. Bubba.
Now, who is he?
Who is Dr. J?
He's a sports.
Julius Erving, guy. Basketball player.
He
basketball.
Puts his fingers in women's vajayjays. He's a gynecologist.
Vajabaj.
The Baj.
The Baj.
Is he really
confused.
A doctor? What?
No. He was a basketball player. He played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
He was tall. But not too tall.
He could jump from the free throw line and dunk it. He was the first one to do that. Long before Michael Jordan.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Long before the steroid era.
Yeah. Yeah. He was awesome.
How tall was he?
Isn't he the one that got a lot of chicks?
That was Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh. That's cool now.
No, not really.
Want to try another one?
Sure.
Who's next?
Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, Cranky.
Okay, now I'm going to sneak up on this crocodile. All of a sudden, I'm British, and I'm supposed to be Australian. And I'm going to take my... I'm going to sneak up behind him. Be very quiet. This is their natural habitat. At any time, he could turn around, and he could bite my arm off. But I'm going to stick my finger in his anus.
Oh, are we talking about that yet?
No.
Oh,
no.
God, there
don't
she goes
see,
again.
She's jumping
okay.
ahead
she's
again.
All about prematuring stuff.
All right, I'll keep that quiet then.
So that was my imitation of the crocodile hunter.
That was pretty good.
And doing stupid shit like that ends up getting you killed.
Yep. And he actually died from a very docile animal. I mean, the stingray is really not.
Do you like hang out with them? He's like, they're very docile. They're not near as aggressive as Cox.
You know what, Dick? With your fucking attitude
tonight.
My
name's not Dick. It's Blake.
God. All right, we do have one more person.
In Jamaican, that's pronounced Dick.
Did you know that she also shares a birthday with Robert Wadlow?
Robert Wadlow? Oh, my goodness.
And everybody at home saying, who in the fuck is Robert Wadlow?
Who the fuck is Wadlow?
Yeah, who the fuck is he?
Robert Wadlow was the world's tallest man.
Sweet.
At 8'11".
Okay, and so I was doing the math when we figured this out when you were at work, which was ironic.
Yeah, it was one of the few days you actually went.
Right. I was thinking to myself, I go, Matt. Actually, I said, Uncle Bubba.
He just called me by my other name again. Damn it.
Your code name. I said, how tall is Mrs. Bubba?
That would be 5'2".
That's what I said, and guess where he went with it from there.
If I'm thinking you're 5'2",
he's 8'11".
You could suck his dick stand up. I think you could.
It all goes back to the midget thing. I think every guy would like to be with a midget at least once.
I would.
Now, do you prefer getting the blowjob laying down or standing up?
Standing up.
Me too. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know, but I much more enjoy standing up.
I think it has something to do with the dominance thing.
Yeah, you look down.
Like, I own you. Sorry.
Dude, I am so not getting laid tonight.
Mrs. Bubba was like, you don't own shit, motherfucker.
Wow. This show's even putting a hurting on my sex life now. Great.
It has that effect on people. Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. Well, enough said. Gonna do some fan feedback?
Been a long time, been a long time, lonely, 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 lonely.
I almost went into a different song.
Let him rock, let him roll.
All of a sudden I went to John Cougar Mellencamp. So, that's pretty cool.
Ready for some fan feedback?
You know what? That always helps the show out when we have, and we have a lot more.
We do have fan feedback this time.
I've noticed, at first I thought to myself, you know, when Bubba was on the first show ever, when he was on, he like ripped apart the fan feedback, and I was like, oh my God, we're never going to get fan feedback again. But they're starting to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need us to push pause while you take a water break? Or you
no,
know?
I'm okay.
Okay, well, that's a good time.
I was trying to do it quietly.
Oh, because,
you know,
sorry.
It's kind of funny that you and I both sit here with fucking microphone stands, and we make her hold her mic.
Hey.
It's because it turns me on.
It's a rookie.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I was like, one of three things has happened. She's blowing the microphone, she's having a seizure, or she's trying to belch and just can't do it. But either way, it looks really cool.
All right, let's get fan feedback started. You ready? I loved this episode. I really like Mrs. Bubba. Oh, my God. I'm never going to hear the end of this shit. She put some balance in there. I'm glad we finally got some hens in the coop. LOL. Hens in the coop.
What's LOL?
That would be laughs out loud.
Oh.
That's internet speak.
Oh.
I'm really
texting. For all you text, you don't know what LOL means.
Nobody's happy when I'm texting them.
Oh.
That's a good point. Most of us try to ignore them.
Yeah, sometimes people ignore my texts for days on end.
One fucking text I ignored. I didn't even really ignore it. I just didn't see it. Anyway, I'm really, really glad you got Pee-wee on the show. He is so awesome. Definitely one of my all-time favorite musicians. Hope all is well up there in Lanky Ant. Lanky and I meant Yankee Land.
Yankee.
XOXO Renee.
Our Georgia Peach.
Next up is a little message from our good friend.
We have a good friend?
Paul!
Paul!
Paul is back.
All right, Paul.
I don't have a Scottish accent, but Paul!
All right, Blake.
We thought he died.
What's been happening at the IBWIP masturbation furnace lately?
Well, let me tell you.
And when will the next episode be out? Scotland has been fucking freezing for the past few weeks, but the temperature has now climbed to around 2 degrees Celsius, so we can urinate in the streets again. Say hi to Bubba for me, and hi to Mrs. Bubba too, Paul.
Two feedbacks in a row you were mentioned.
Paul, hello.
You're
people
a fucking
like
star.
Me.
Can you say hello to Paul?
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Can you say hello to Paul?
Hello, Paul.
There you go.
Hey, you know, I want to know. I've got to ask him. Paul, in your next email to us, will you let me know, do you wear a kilt? I want to know.
And if so, do you wear underwear under the kilt?
Yeah.
Kilts
yeah.
are sexy.
I mean, Mrs. Bubba wants to know that. I'm sorry. Fatboy Tin Man here wants to know, too. Hey. Okay, for the rest of the segment, I'm Fatboy Tin Man.
All right, next up. Okay, I'm sending an email just so Mrs. Bubba can get her own email. Maybe when I'm not so tired, I'll come up with something more creative. LOL.
What's
that's
that
from
mean?
Brandon. So we've gotten three fan feedbacks, and Mrs. Bubba's in all three of them. Wow. Guess it's a good thing we put her on the show.
Pussy sells.
Wow.
I meant that in the nicest way possible.
Thank okay, you. Now I'm going to do this in my fag Tin Man voice because this next fan feedback starts out, Blake, you the sexy bitch.
That wasn't very good.
Wasn't a very good.
Blake, you sexy bitch.
You the sexy bitch.
Hey.
Just thought I'd tell you that. Loving the last couple episodes that I'm slowly working through. They are great and much needed distraction from all the bullshit that keeps on keeping on. But hey, we made it through December, so everything's going to be okay. That's from Bridge Burner Jared.
If we make it through December.
Back
to Paul's, how much is 2 degrees Celsius? Is that like 30 here?
I don't know.
It's fucking cold.
I didn't bring my conversion chart.
Hey, I got
but it's cold.
I have my iTouch.
It's damn cold.
But I don't have that application. We got more?
Here we go with the iTouch. Yes, we have one more.
I love my iTouch.
Holy shit. Cool. Check this out.
I'm looking for an app to where like this girl calls my name over and over while I masturbate.
Greetings from France.
Ooh.
France. Wow.
Scotland, France, Georgia. Boy, we're really kicking ass.
Cool show.
Oh, sorry, Brandon's from Decatur.
Yeah. Cool show. You folks, please don't die on New Year's Eve and keep on spreading the country gospel. That's from Redneck Zombie in France.
And people say our show.
We're fucking worldwide, bitches.
We're going platinum, bitches.
Prestige. Worldwide.
Boats
sorry,
and hoes.
Stepbrothers
reference.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty. Is that all?
That's all of them.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like this big. Ta-da!
No, that's all of them. All
right. Well, I got to figure
but
out.
But five's more than we had last month.
Five is five more than we had last month.
Yep. Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
So
keep on
talking about Mrs. Bubba.
Yeah. Let's have some about how cool I am. Or silence is deafening.
Now you have to share that one with me.
No.
Great. Now I have to be the middleman.
Because you're smoking a Pall Mall, so I'm smoking
and it
Marlboro.
Sucks.
You didn't ask for a cigarette. Okay, so already you haven't officially quit smoking, and you're already being one of those, I don't smoke, but can I mooch a cigarette off of you?
Can I at least have a drag off of the menthol one?
I'll let you have a drag off of something.
Okay, and
it is Valentine's Day. I'll stand on the bed, and I'll be 8 foot 11.
Okay, if you're 8 foot 11, I wonder how big his dick was.
Oh, dude, it had to be huge. I would hope.
Could
you imagine being like 8 foot 11 and having a 2-inch wiener? Because 2 inches would look like 2 centimeters.
Big dicks, though.
Huh?
Not all tall men have big dicks.
No, but if you're 8 foot 11, I mean, there's a difference between like 6 foot four, which is tall, and 8 foot 11, which is freakish.
So you have to have a freakish sized penis.
How tall was Sean Bradley that played in the NBA? Wasn't he like 7'7" or 7'8"?
I think so.
How big was his dick?
Well, I don't know. I didn't go in the 76ers locker room and say, hey, Sean, show me your wiener.
Sean, you Mormon, can you show me your wiener?
Yeah, Mormon guys don't like to do that.
Only to their 7 wives.
Blake just spit Mountain Dew. Ah.
Okay, so we pretty much wrapped up this segment.
Yeah. Probably should hear some music.
Do you want to hear some music?
I'd like to hear some music.
Oh, that's my segue. We are going to now play a song called You Better Run by the 357 String Band off their brand new album, Lightning from the North.
Brand new album.
Brand new. Brand new album.
And get it on.
Get it on. And we will be following that up with an interview from a member of the band, Joe Huber, and he's the banjo player.
Banjo.
So you know he gets pussy.
Hell yes, banjo players.
Banjo players get pussy.
They're sexy.
Are you calling Joey from the Calamity Cube sexy too, since he plays the banjo?
Sure.
All right. I'm sure he'll like that.
Did you hear that, Joey? My wife thinks you're sexy.
Damn fan feedback.
They listen to the show.
Okay, saying that I'm cool.
So here is. I can just see. I'll get a fan feedback. Mrs. Bubba is cool.
See so, what happens? You told her to talk more.
So this is You Better Run, again, from 357 String Band and from their new album, Lightning from the North. Take it out, boys.
Oh, don't fuss, don't fight, or I'm gonna take you down tonight. You better run, my friend, you better run, hey, long. Oh, don't mess with me, don't you test my patience, please. You better run, my friend, you better run. Well, I ain't one to cause no scene, no one ever would start a fight. But there ain't no sense in turning cheeks, if brother's gonna cross that line. You better run. You better run, my friend. Well, you better run, that's right. Or I'm gonna take you down. So don't fuss, don't fight, or I'm gonna take you down tonight. You better run, my friend. Well, you better run headlong. Well, don't mess with me. Don't you test my patience, please. You better run, my friend.
Alright folks, welcome back, and you just got done hearing You Better Run by 357 String Band from their new album, Lightning from the North. And we have with us Joe Huber, the banjo player for 357. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Blake.
So we're all excited, you know, 357's got a new band, new album out, and how would you say the new album differs from the last album, Fire and Hail?
How it differs? Well, I don't think too much. I don't think people that are worried about any massive changes happening are to have too much to worry about, really. I think it's a lot of the same thing, really. It's we didn't, you know, diverge off the path of what we've been going for since the beginning, pretty much. So I don't think there's a whole lot different. Maybe it's sort of song content. Maybe it's just about, you know, you write about what you know for the most part. So our past 2 years of living has been pretty much touring. Being away from home, you know, so there's a lot of, I guess, road-type songs, songs about just being away from the city and the people you love, so there's a lot of that kind of theme, or I don't want to say concept album or anything, but it's probably pretty close to being a lot of just a road song, so, but the quality of the music, I guess, and the speed, the intensity, it's all there. So.
Right, exactly. And you guys, like you said, you've been touring a lot lately, in the last couple of years. Lately, you've been touring with Bob Wayne. How has the tour gone, and what's Bob like when you guys are on the road?
Bob is one hilarious dude, man. He is probably one of the coolest people I've ever met, man. He's he keeps you entertained all the time, and he's definitely also one of the most noble people I could possibly meet. Just easygoing dude. I mean, we on this last tour, his laptop ended up getting lost, and for at least a couple hours it did, and we're talking like, you know, $3,000 worth of stuff just gone, and where anyone else of 357 boys would have been flipping out and swearing and getting pissed off, Bob did not fucking bat an eye. He was like, he was just like, well, no one's hurt. We're all cool. Everyone's safe. We're all alive. It's just stuff. It's just stuff. And you know, when you see a person go through something like that, just like simple things, you know, because we're all poor as shit. So like, you know, someone loses $3,000 for their shit and doesn't bat an eye, and you see, where he, what the important things in his life are, for sure. So he's a good dude, and besides that, he's just freaking hilarious, and he's constantly keeping me entertained.
Cool. So what is the reaction you've gotten from fans when you've played some of the new stuff at the shows?
Great. Absolutely awesome. People are definitely digging. They come up and they tell you that they dig the new stuff, and so we're not too worried about people complaining too much. So I hope they like it. I seem fairly confident that they're gonna like what they hear. So, but even this tour with Bob has gone great, and we're already gonna within 2 weeks of this first tour with Bob, we already decided to extend it to the West Coast. So in May and June, right now we're already planning another month long of West Coast tours and shows with Bob.
That's awesome. So when the band is not touring, do you guys all still kind of hang out and spend a lot of time together, or do you guys each take your own, go your separate ways, kind of, and get recharged?
I would say there's a lot of recharging in there. I mean, not that you have to like get away from people, but when you're living in close quarters in a van with four or five people, I mean, there's not a whole lot of like jumping to go out to the bar with them the next night. Not to mention you're already in bars every night for your job, so. It's not like we're, jumping back into each other's arms or anything. We're definitely at home with our girlfriends or just doing what we need to do on our own time. Rick works on bikes. I do other graphic design stuff. And, Billy's a glass blower. So we all have our jobs that we do and kind of get our own little our side projects or just regular life done in the meantime. I don't want to say we don't hang out at all. I mean, we still have a close relationship and everything, but there's a lot of recharging, as you would say.
All right. And what is your favorite part of touring and your least favorite part of touring?
Well, favorite part of touring, I guess, is just being on stage. There's so much downtime that either that or finally getting back to the hotel room and laying on the bed and watching the dumbest movie and falling asleep. so many people that want you to fucking go to this big bash after the show, and half the time you're just like, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, I just can't do this tonight.
Right.
So you can't, when it's your life day by day, there's not a whole lot of big bashes that you're ready to freaking, find where the after party is. So definitely my favorite would be the plane or finally getting that hotel bed. And got the worst? I don't know. Maybe it's the actual, sleeping on someone's floor. As much as we appreciate it, sometimes it's just like, man, my back is fucking killing me, and I sure could use a damn bed tonight. But, I really don't have much to complain about, really.
Cool.
In terms of, the life that I lead, I've been pretty fortunate, I suppose. So I'm not going to complain too much.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break here, and we're going to play a song from the last album, Fire and Hail, and it's one of my favorite songs called I'm Gone, and we'll be back with more Joe.
Hey!
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, that was I'm Gone from the last 357 string band CD, Fire and Hail. And Joe's with us. And Joe, how has the addition of Billy Cook to the band changed the chemistry of the band compared to when Jake was in the band?
Well, I guess, like, they definitely both, you know, as musicians have their own style of how they play mandolin, and that's how they play their instrument. Jake, I guess when you play with Jake, he really kind of hones in on, like, certain solos, and he really is a crispness and a really, like, gets down to, like, what he wants to do and makes that solo perfect, and he, you know, really knows. Billy's more of a jammer, where he, like, Billy's never played the same solo twice his entire life, so I guarantee it. So he's one of those guys that, you know, you never know what you're going to expect. You're gonna get what you get, and he just kind of goes apeshit on his instrument. And, you know, it's a great addition. It's like, you know, it keeps it exciting, and, you know, I definitely love both of their styles, so it's definitely not a quality change in terms of just like, oh, man, now we got to do with this, or this is so much better. It's definitely just like they each got their own style, and I'm digging playing with Billy for sure.
Okay, that's awesome. So we're going to play a little game called Word Association. It's real easy. I'm going to say a word, and you just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first one is prostate exam.
Prostate exam?
Right.
Oh, man. Do I get one word? How many words did I get to choose? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Your first phrase is fine.
I suppose a prostate exam. Thursdays.
Okay. Thursdays. All right.
Every Thursday. Got to keep that sucker clean.
There you go. Truck stop bathrooms.
Truck stop bathrooms? I don't know. Shit stains all over the walls, man. We got some nasty-ass bathrooms that I refuse to fucking go into. Truck stop bathrooms are the worst fucking thing I could possibly ever have to shoot in. And I actually have learned to enjoy public shooting when I can do it on the road, because you don't get it very much. So those are the worst.
All right. The Milwaukee Brewers.
I know nothing.
All right.
Paul Molitor.
There you go. There you go.
That's all I know.
And since we're doing our Valentine's Day episode, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Valentine's Day?
I don't know, spending money you don't need to spend, pretty much.
All right.
Me and my girlfriend are all about that, so we just, what did we do? We didn't do shit. Yeah, it's no big deal, don't worry about it.
Cool.
If your girlfriend makes you spend money on her on Valentine's Day, go fuck her, tell her to fuck herself.
There you go. All right, so what does the band have what does the band have planned for 2010, and is there any talk of another European tour?
Besides one coming up, we have the European tour in March, right after St. Patrick's Day. We have a show in Milwaukee on St. Patrick's Day. And then we have, like, a day to get over. I think our first show is on March 19th in Europe, and we're going to be over there for 3 weeks. And that's with Bob, too. And the rest of 2010, well, I told you we were going to have this other tour in all through June, of the West Coast. That's actually being booked right now. Bob's usually taking care of booking pretty much that whole thing, because the West Coast is his kind of area. So after that, we don't have much planned concretely, I suppose. We're trying to hit some festivals up this year, either, you know, in Wisconsin or throughout the area, just kind of like bigger shows where we can get out. Instead of playing rock clubs, you can try to hit a festival and, you know, get to more people seeing you within a, you know, one day. Like, sure. One show to more people than you would in a rock club. So
sure.
We're definitely trying to focus on that in 2010, hopefully.
So who are some of the banjo players that you've looked up to or that have inspired you as a musician?
Oh, man. Shit. You know what? I got to say, there isn't a whole lot that I can tell you in terms of, like, you know, how I play or something, because, you know, when I first started up banjo, I can say, you know, I listen to Ralph Stanley and Earl Scruggs and John Hartford and stuff like that. And but after a while, I just kind of gave up on playing whatever traditional ways of playing banjo that, you know, I probably should have stuck with it in order to learn proper ways of playing it, but after a while, I just kind of just went off on my own, and I appreciate definitely everything they started, but I just kind of do whatever I can in a hack-ass way to play the banjo the way I can. So.
All right. So what is some of the music that you're listening to now?
I guess when I do listen to music, man, there isn't a whole lot. I'm not much of a music listener lately. I've just been playing every night, and I just want silence every other second. So, but there's definitely some bands that we've played with in the last year that I would say deserve some respect. There's Los Dugans that we played with out in L.A. I'm not sure if they're from L.A., but we play with them out there in either L.A. or Sacramento. They are freaking amazing. They absolutely blew me away. So I definitely listen to some Los Dugans, and it gets me going. And Hellbound Glory, Reno, another kind of like Waylon Jennings type style, honky-tonk country stuff that's or outlaw country that I've definitely been digging. And let's see, we just did our CD release here in Milwaukee with Six Day Bender. It's kind of a country-fied rock band that's absolutely awesome. I think it's definitely one of the CDs I can listen to all the way through, and I definitely can't do that very often. So definitely Six Day Bender is something I've been checking out. But otherwise, I pretty much just sit around my house listening to Townes Van Zandt all the time.
All right.
Kind of shit, so. So.
All right. So why don't you know, each member of your band, obviously there's certain things about them. If I name each member of the band, just kind of in one sentence describe them in your eyes. And first, bass player and a friend of the show, Rick Ness.
In one sentence, how one word? Smash.
All right.
There you go. Rick likes to, got to keep an eye on him, make sure he doesn't break his hand punching stuff. So he gets punchy every once in a while.
And mandolin player and the newest member of the band, Billy Cook.
Dinosaur, because he's old. We give him shit, man. He's a new member, but we like to give him hell for being the oldest member too.
He's like the dad of the bunch.
Somewhat, I guess you could say that, but a dad that probably shouldn't have that much responsibility in his hands.
There you go. And of course, Derek Dunn,
probably intensity. Derek's he's got a lot of opinions about everything, and it's just fun to sit back in the back of the van on rides and just listen to him go off on stuff. He's definitely I don't know shit about politics or whatever, anything else besides music or what I'm doing. So it's fun to hear someone who's just got something to say about everything. Just let him go.
All right. So like I said, the band is based out of Milwaukee for the most part. Can you describe the music scene in Milwaukee, and do you have a lot of local support from the people in the area?
As far as local support, absolutely. Our Turner Hall Ballroom CD release that we just did, we had over 800 people. Again, I mean, we just played it last January, and it was over 800 people. So in terms of that, I mean, I'm so grateful that I live in this city, because they come out in droves and have nothing but compliments, and they love it, and they're dancing, so I have nothing but respect for everyone in Milwaukee who has helped us out, or actually not just Milwaukee, just local Wisconsin, and Northeast Wisconsin, Southeast Wisconsin, all the places we played. They come down, and they support it more than you could ever think, so I got nothing but good things to say.
Awesome.
As far as the music scene in Milwaukee, I guess I'm not that in tune. I wish I had more to say about it, but I know there's a lot of good bands, but I just don't get out to shows in Milwaukee as much as I should, I guess I've sort of not ignored purposefully, but I just haven't been able to go out to shows and see a lot of bands that I would like to see. So as far as the Milwaukee scene, God, I guess you'd have to ask someone else who's more of a into the scene.
Okay.
I guess I'm sort of an outsider, I guess.
So where can folks go to go get the new 57 String Band album?
Well, we just got to put up on our website finally today, our new website guy put it up. It's all through PayPal, so hopefully you have a PayPal account. And, it's just put up. We had all our merch on our website before, but we finally put all our discs up there. And I just sent it into CD Baby, the other day, so it takes about a couple of weeks to proceed, maybe to process it and get it up there. And then it's usually another 2 weeks or something until it's up on a lot of digital distribution stuff like iTunes and whatever else. So in the meantime, you could probably just go right to our website of streetgrass.com, or it's also 357stringband.com, and you can order it on our merch page there until it's up on a lot of digital sites.
All right.
Or CD Baby. So.
All right, and we'll definitely put a hyperlink up on the show notes to you guys' site and to your MySpace site as well. So,
cool, thank you much.
Joe, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show.
No, it was a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You're helping us out.
And I appreciate the copy of the album, and I really do like it. And like you said, it still has the same 357 intensity, which I think is one of the things that attracts a lot of people to your guys' music. It's 100 miles an hour all the time, and that's what yep. we dig. So we're going to play...
Hopefully we can keep it up as we get older.
There you go. So we're going to play one more song, and this is the title track from the new album, Lightning from the North. Thanks again, Joe. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Blake.
Are you guys ready to do segment three?
Let's do segment three.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a better day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making.
We're saving our own lives.
It's true, we make a better day.
Just you and me.
Damn, we're going platinum, bitches. Add a little funky track behind that, and Beyonce, you got a fucking hit record.
You know, they redid We Are the World.
Did they?
Yeah.
Maybe we should play that on the next episode. All right, folks, welcome back. We're on episode 38 of It Burns When I Pee. It's entitled Unhappy VD.
Venereal disease.
And you just got done listening to Lightning from the North. That's the title track from the 357 String Band's new album.
New album.
It was very good.
I enjoyed it.
Time for a little contact info?
That would be wonderful.
Ah, and I don't have to do it.
Well, it looks like we can go to ibwip.com.
That's probably a good place to start.
Check us out there.
And the site is back up.
Yeah,
we had a little problem with GoDaddy.
Fuckdaddy.com.
Fuckdaddy.com.
You can go to myspace.com/itburns1ip86.
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah. How about twitter.com/ibwip.com?
And now that I have my eye touch,
yes, I know.
I'm going to Twitter more because it's a lot easier.
Please follow us on Twitter.
Follow me.
Yeah, you can see all the great shit Blake's doing.
Give you a few emails here.
I'm sitting alone again today. No job. Oh, I got a job. No girlfriend.
Oh.
I hate my life. Twitter me back.
And then you get messages from my kids going, yeah, Uncle Blake, you are a loser.
Yeah, Uncle Blake, please get a life. You suck.
They don't think you suck. They just think you're a loser.
Maybe you'll get an email at blake@iwip.com.
Very nice segue
that was
there.
Nice.
That was nice.
There's also UncleBubba@ibwip.com.
And I still haven't gotten any emails.
How about for me? I'd like an email at MrsBubba@ibwip.com.
And for all the rednecks out there, it's MrsBubba. I don't want them to write Mrs.
Yeah.
Honey, how you spell Mrs.?
MISSUS. Miss us.
I miss us some Bubba.
Well, for the cheap bastards, we got a toll-free number.
For what? Toll-free? What would they do on that toll-free number?
They could leave us a message.
Like Leon.
Play it on the air.
Like Leon.
Yeah. Leon.
He's the man.
He is the man.
We'd like to hear from Leon again.
We want to hear from anybody.
Yeah, that's just true. Some voicemails would be nice.
I think Mrs. Happy should leave us a voicemail sometime.
I agree.
Well, to do this.
She could do that right now while we're taping an episode.
She could dial 206-339-8419.
That's toll free.
Was she just doing like the announcer? She's like,
yeah, why are you holding onto your ear?
206.
Oh, I was playing with my ear right now. I wasn't doing it like
that. This is our contact information for this evening.
I wish we had a photographer lady here.
Oh, a photographer would be great.
That would be awesome.
We should have some pictures to post. Oh, I hear footsteps.
I think we have the photographer.
And she looks happy.
She's happy to take pictures.
Because she gets it from
I'm going to get this last one out of the way. You can...
do this.
You.
Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. You can follow us on Facebook. And go ahead and search IBWIP, and you could check out our fan page.
And we'd like people to actually say something when they're on there, not just become a fan.
Not
and
just go there and
us.
Go, this is stupid, and go to the next one.
Yeah, because most of them have no idea who we are.
Speaking of Facebook, I know we already covered all this shit the other day, but I sent you a little link the other day about another Facebook group.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
Oh, my God. Did you...
Holy shit, I didn't even show that to her.
I was
going to
say, I didn't get that.
So, our little cute little gook that I was going to bang in the ass for Christmas picture.
Nothing
not
compared
really.
To this shit.
Yeah. There was a
me.
Huge 1950s beaver.
What? I mean,
we're talking mega bush.
We're talking like Playboy from 1978.
Yeah, mega bush.
And it wasn't
blonde.
And we got banned. So you know what I'm going to do? Wait for it.
It didn't
Wait
even
for
show.
It?
I'm going to turn this son of a bitch in.
Hell yes.
It shows her belly button and then
and
his
her
hairy
bush,
and then a guy's head where the bush.
Right there with the bush.
Oh.
And our shit got banned and he covered up the gaping
and
asshole.
And I'm not putting it on. I was going to put up a hot link, but I'm not going to put it up because I don't want our people to go over there and join this group.
We're not even going to say what the group is.
Yeah, because I don't remember
Take that,
the name.
Fuckers.
Beavers are offensive.
I hate bushy beaver.
Oh, bushy beaver's
the worst.
I mean,
this thing was thicker than mine. Because, right now, I haven't been trimming it
dude,
up.
Dude.
Yeah, we don't need to see
it. So I haven't been trimming
dude,
it up really
dude.
Good.
We don't need to see
but
it.
this bitch, I mean, you get lost. I thought she had buckwheat.
It looked like an afro.
It was gross.
And the guy was
It was
there?
A beaver fro.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm mad. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it.
That's right.
No, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it. Do we
I think
any,
that was a shot at me.
Do we have anything else on the contact information, like the last line?
Yeah, you could visit our store link, and you can find that in the show notes.
Yes, I'm putting. We got a brand new shirt out.
Yes, we do. A new Uncle Bubba shirt.
Got cock shirt.
Got cock.
And
it's a cute t-shirt.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. I've got one.
You've got one.
Mrs. Happy has one.
It's cool. Yeah, I like it.
It's nice. It's you can get it in two styles. You can get it in the baseball jersey style.
I like the baseball jersey style.
And you can get it in the white t-shirt. But
I
like
the baseball jersey.
In March, we're going to release the Mrs. Bubba t-shirt.
It's about damn time.
Jesus.
Well, we figured since you're the only one that gets fan feedback, we might as well get you a shirt.
Yeah, because they'll probably sell.
And we're going to have a little... You're going to have your own army, so to speak.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, but I don't want to give any more of that information out.
It'll be a surprise.
Surprise.
Just put it down surprise, and I'll make fuckers. Sure to say it in the show and
happy
give it away.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. She likes to give shit away.
She's like, remember when you guys were talking about my new shirt, the blah, 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 blah shirt? Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, thanks. You ruined it.
Guess what?
What?
Me and Bubba are going on a
road trip.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that.
There's nothing to worry.
We're not going to Amsterdam.
Okay. All right.
I wish we were going to Amsterdam.
But I heard Amsterdam's not what it
you
used to
be. You are never going to Amsterdam.
Why? Because. I'll take you with me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All of a sudden, now you
can
go.
Okay, then. I could do Amsterdam.
Where are we going, Matt?
We're
going
to go to Chicago.
I'm sorry. Where are we going, Bubba?
We're
going
to go to the we're going to go to the Double Door.
The Double Door, and I hope
and,
it's a lot better than last.
People ask, why are we going to the Double Door?
Split lip Rayfield.
A little SLR.
You know, we went to go see Split when they were in town.
Yep, just a couple months ago.
And it was the first time you'd ever seen them.
Yes. And, you know... I loved the show. It was fantastic. Really enjoyed it. But I didn't know much of the music going into the show.
Right.
Since seeing them live, I've become a huge fan and listen to music all the time.
On your iTouch?
On my iTouch.
Okay.
And I'm fucking pumped. I cannot wait.
It's going to be awesome. So we're going to the Double Door.
I'm going out that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to go do some things.
As long as it's things and not people, I guess.
Yeah. If you're going to go fuck a tree, that's fine. If you're going to go fuck a teddy bear, that's okay. That's no big deal. You can go fuck that teddy bear. I guess that's an inside joke that only we know about.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, that's kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I'm on my third teddy bear.
She goes through teddy bears like she goes through... I don't know. I'm not. I don't have it.
You're struggling.
I'm so angry about this whole Valentine's Day bullshit.
Struggling.
I don't know how to buy a good fucking present. I'm broke as fuck.
I heard a Tony Stewart shirt makes a good Valentine's Day present. Redneck.
I was like, listen here, young lady. I like you.
You're going to be a Tony Stewart fan.
You like it or not, it's going to happen.
And Dale Jr.'s a fag.
Dale Jr.'s, I hope he hits the wall and dies. I do. I'm sorry. I know this isn't really a sports show, but for anybody that knows me, I don't know how these Canadians wear these all the time. It's hot in here. I'm sweating my ass off. But in case photographer lady comes back in, I don't want my hair to be a mess, but this toque is fucking burning my head.
I always wondered why you wear
it. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
Okay, and why does it say, let me see this.
Stud?
No.
Are you going to punch me?
Something about time.
Whenever girls come here, they usually hit me. Wait for it.
No, you look that way. Look that way.
Okay.
It says, come a warm, and come is C-U-M, a warm.
No, it's
come
not. Doesn't
yes,
really...
it is.
You're going to hit me.
No, it does.
No,
it says come a warm, and
warm.
Come is C-U-M.
Yes.
I don't know why Canadians can wear these all day.
And drink Molson.
Oh my, it's hot! Okay, so what were we talking about?
Fuck, I don't know.
Your road trip.
Oh, our road trip. Yeah, we're going to go, you're going to go do something.
I'm getting a pedicure.
What's that, when you get your vagina...
waxed.
Is that what they do?
That's a bikini wax.
Oh.
I'm getting my toes done.
Going with Mrs. Happy?
Yes. And we're going to go out to dinner.
Where are you going to go to dinner?
Basta's.
Ooh.
Basta.
There's going to be some wine drinking. Some girls are going to get naked at Basta.
Basta.
Well, that'll be pleasant, but we're going to have a lot more fun.
Yes, we are.
We're going to get with a bunch of sweaty hippies and listen to some kick-ass music and drive.
And we talked earlier, I think we're going to take the handheld recorder and we're going to do some road notes.
Yeah, we're going to do some road notes.
A little something something.
I'm not Roadhead. Nobody's
nobody's doing Roadhead.
Strictly
Roadhead. Road notes.
Road notes. So on the March episode, which is episode 39, by the way, we'll probably just, like, in between songs and stuff, do some little tidbitties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they're not funny.
Of Blake and Bubba's road trip.
I think I'm going to drink like 5 of those 5-hour energy thing shots and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be great for me.
So, Matt, how do you like the show, Matt? It was a really good show, Matt. How do you like the show, Matt? Oh, wait, I forget your name is Bubba. Bubba, I'm sorry, Bubba. Your Bubba, you like the show? You like the show, Bubba? It was a really good show, wasn't it, Bubba?
They sell them in a pack for $11.97 at Walmart. Wow. I did. I saw them today at Walmart.
And what's really cool is we'll be able to listen to Split Lip Rayfield on my iTouch on the way.
Yes, we will.
On the way up there. I
have all their albums on my iTouch.
You're going to SLR overload.
You can't overload.
That's like overloading on masturbation. You just can't do it until the doctor says you need to stop.
Has he told you to stop yet?
Well, yeah, because it was all bloody and chapped and shaped and it was like all scabby and stuff.
Do you know who Dr. Oz is? He was on Oprah.
Sounds like the man who touched me when I was young.
That was Father Oz.
Oh, Father Oz? Ooh.
That's like a good Catholic joke. If you masturbate a lot, you can eventually not be able to come inside the woman. That you will only be able to come when you masturbate.
I got to find a woman to test that theory out. If I didn't repulse every woman
and
that
frankly,
I...
frankly, it would probably be a good thing for Blake not to be able to come inside a woman because that would ensure no more child support.
Yeah. I'm all about not
procreating. So let's encourage more masturbation.
Yeah.
Please, jack off.
Right now?
No. Hey, if I could turn my back, then, you know, you squirt it on the wall or something, that's fine.
No, because then I'd have to clean it up.
Seriously, Luke. I mean, Mrs. Bubba.
Yes.
Seriously, Luke. Mrs. Bubba.
That's why they kicked me out of it.
And there goes the hat.
Oh, my God. It's hot.
Boy, picture lady should take a hair of that fucked up hairdo.
It's sticking up in the back.
I wish we...
You look like alfalfa.
If we should get some donations.
You're a little rascal.
I don't know a song from that. Is there a little rascal song?
Well, here comes Picture Lady.
Oh, hi, Picture Lady.
We have our own photographer in studio tonight.
But she doesn't have the camera.
She's playing with her BlackBerry Curve.
Blackberries.
They're gay.
Whatever.
It's pink.
It's pink. Chicks dig pink.
You know what else is pink?
A vagina?
That's what I was thinking.
I like vaginas. Let's talk about vaginas
a little
bit.
Talk about vaginas?
Yeah, do you want to talk about vaginas?
We'll talk about vaginas.
Okay.
Vagina!
Okay,
should play the vagina song.
Okay.
Do you remember the vagina song?
Yeah, we're going to play that for the March episode. We'll play the vagina
song.
Sweet! Okay, the topic. We're going off the cuff here.
Okay.
Vaginas. Go ahead.
We
vaginas.
Never do that.
Go ahead and open up the forum.
You wanted to talk about vaginas.
Mrs. Bubba, you're the one that wanted to talk about vaginas.
No, I think that was you, Blake.
Do
you have any questions about vaginas
yes,
that I can
I do.
Answer?
I do have, I have a couple questions.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Preparation? Mrs. Happy says, I'm leaving. He's about ready to talk about vaginas.
He's going to hell.
Why are they so addictive? If you find a good vagina... A nice vagina,
what,
a sweet vagina,
what do you consider
a wet
good,
vagina,
is that
a vagina that quivers
vagina
once in a while.
Is?
You just want to bury that every day, but you can only do it every other Friday.
Doesn't it feel so much better than
every other Friday?
Do what?
What kind
so
of a fucked up schedule are you on?
What?
It feels much better than a hand.
It does. I'll second that notion.
Were you asking me? Yes, I like it better than the hand.
Okay.
If I'm just trying to take care of business, the hand's quicker. Do you find that?
Why did you start looking at her?
When you masturbate with your own hand, does it go faster than else masturbates with their
hand? Well, of course it does. I know what I like.
Right.
Seriously.
This is weird.
It's the same way with women. I mean, sometimes it'll take you forever. But if you're doing
it
to yourself.
Usually, like, when I'm rubbing her, she's like, get your fucking hand out of there and let me do it myself. I can get it done faster.
It's done.
Jesus, Bubba.
You're
you're lost.
But if
Bubba, wrong hole!
If you have an open relationship...
you can show the guy how to do it. If it,
do you take their finger and like maneuver their finger?
You can to show them.
Do you sniff it afterwards?
Do I sniff your finger?
No, your finger.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, well, we're talking about vaginas and
vaginas.
So it's now we need to know. It is clean.
Do you guys
Do you guys want me to do my vagina song?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay. I just need to make sure y'all have my backup.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me tune this thing.
Bear, near, near,
okay, near. That's the C chord, I think.
Bear. Bear.
Bear.
Bear.
Oh, vagina.
Bear, near, near.
How I'm addicted to you.
Bear. Near, near.
The way you wrap your lips around my penis.
Bear, near, near.
It makes me wanna fuck you.
Bear, near, near.
I wanna fuck you, vagina.
Near, 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 near,
near. And if I can fuck your vagina every other Friday, I'll be a happy ass man.
That was good.
I'm thinking about going solo and ditching you fuckers.
Wow.
No.
Where are you going to tape the show, faggot?
Stop it.
You're going to Mrs. Happy's and tape it over there?
I don't think she's going to let us. I don't think she's ever going to talk to me again.
She thinks we're all going to hell.
She knows we're all going to hell. She's like,
she goes to church and prays for us on Sundays.
I think when she hangs out with us, it's kind of like her. Like
it's her good deed.
It's her good deed to God.
There you go, God. I spent the night with those three crazy suckers again.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't believe what Blake said this time.
You don't believe where Blake tried to put his finger in my ear. What'd you think I was going to say?
Pooper hole.
Pooper hole. Exit only.
Whew.
So.
Are we done with vaginas now?
I've got so many questions, but I guess we should stop and save some. I mean, we don't want to blow our whole load in one show.
We could do a monthly vagina question.
Ooh. So, okay, yeah. Fans, if you guys have any vagina,
there you
ask
go.
A question about a vagina, and Mrs. Bubble will answer you.
Email one of us, leave it as fan feedback, call our toll-free number.
Twitter it.
Twitter it.
Twitter.
Only if we're following you.
Yeah.
I don't like to follow on a vagina, though.
But
my brother's followed me twice.
Ask us a question.
I just like to point that out. That my brother followed me twice. Not the same time. Not.
I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure you know that.
He's a loser.
So you're probably asking yourself, what exciting stuff is going to be happening in the next month or so with It Burns When I Pee?
I could answer that question.
Oh, I was going to do it, but go ahead.
I was supposed to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What are we doing next month?
Well, the March episode is going to be released on the 26th.
That's a good day.
Of March.
Wow.
I was just
talk about overstating the obvious.
I liked it. It was nice. It was sarcastic.
It's nice.
Like, did you like that?
Hey, dumb fuckers. I'm referencing it back. A March.
And then, in January, it was Bubba's birthday. February was Mrs. Bubba's birthday. March is Blake's birthday.
All right.
How old are you going to be?
I can't disclose that information. I'm going to be 35.
That's
on an emotional level, that's 11.
Yeah. Emotion? Are you talking mentally or physically? Physically, I'm 35. Mentally, probably about 7.
Seven's pushing it.
I'm still discovering myself. You know what I mean?
You probably discover yourself every night, don't you?
Pretty much. And now that I have an iPod Touch, I can watch porn at my fingertips.
God. So everybody should feel free to send birthday wishes via email or voicemail for Blake, and we'll play them all on episode 39.
That's really nice of you.
Not as if I had a choice.
I don't think I've ever heard that laugh.
Oh, I have.
I'm just doing this until you announce
how
the next
about
song.
How about a song?
Okay.
I think it's a good time for that.
All right, we'll do a song. How about I Kept Her Heart by the Pine Box Boys from their album Arkansas Killing Time.
Arkansas Killing Time. She's like Casey Kasem. America's Top 40. This is I Kept Her Heart by the Pine Box Boys.
All right, as always, our Valentine's Day, we're trying to kill some bitches on our song. So here we go. Cue the music and...
Get her on!
I married darling Jessica when she was just 15. When her daddy traded her for a horse he'd never seen. For 15 years she shared with me my house upon the hill. But she said she never loved me and she swore she never will. And that broke my heart and I thought I'd die. And I stared at old Grim Reaper in the eye. But my heart grew cold and I plotted my revenge. And I promised him another bite. Darling Jessica, I'm getting quite a chill. Let's go up on the mountain, fetch jar down from the still, and bring your woolen coat, for there's a storm coming in. But she knew she wouldn't need it, for she would be back again. She looked at me, she said, "You lied." For a moment there, I thought that I might cry. But I fixed my hat, turned my collar to the wind, for I knew this pretty woman had to die. Above us sang the mournful whippoorwill as I dragged my darling Jessie to the branch there by the mill. And there we bowed our heads and asked for blessings from above. The night my darling Jessica was not consumed by love. And I kept her heart, but it was mine. But I left her bloody skull there in the pines. And I make my bread with the flour from the mill, where the bones of darling Jessie were ground fine.
Brandon, what did you get your sweetheart for Valentine's Day?
The usual. Flowers, candy, and a Ray Mysterio Valentine's Day card.
That's sweet. I got flowers, too.
Hey, Jordan and Brandon. What are you guys up to?
We were just talking about Valentine's Day. What did you get your special someone, Uncle Blake?
Was it romantic?
I gave her $20 in ones and told her she needs to...
Okay. Let's not finish this story. Kids, what have I told you about talking to your Uncle Blake?
Only when accompanied by an adult.
That's right. Now go along and play outside.
Dad, it's only 15 degrees outside.
Yeah, Dad, what the crap?
I don't care what you guys do. Just get going.
Hey, guys, hold on. I'll tell you what. I think it's about time that your dad lets me give you kids a little life lesson. Now sit down here next to Uncle Blake.
Blake, please keep it clean.
Okay, here we go. Brandon, do you have a girlfriend at school?
Yes, her name is Macy. She's great. I think I'm going to marry her.
Whoa. Hold it right there, little squirt. Do you know what it's like to be married? Better yet, do you know what it's like to be divorced?
No, but I figure being divorced means being poor. Because you were always asking me and Jordan for money.
You're trying to borrow money from my kids?
Yeah, the other day Uncle Blake said he was collecting money for homeless monkeys in Alaska.
And he told me that he needed money for a surgery or he was going to die.
Okay. We're getting off topic here. Brandon? Well, let me break it down to you really simple. If you kiss a girl, your brains are going to fall out.
That explains a lot about you, Uncle Blake.
She's got you there.
Miss Funny Pants. Well, dear, let me tell you a few things about boys.
No. Let's stop it right there. Brandon and Jordan, Uncle Blake is a bitter, jaded, lonely old man. Just ignore what he says. Each of you will find that special someone. It might be tomorrow or it might be 10 years from now. You will have many experiences with love as you get older. Sometimes they'll be good, and sometimes they're going to hurt. But in the end, there will be that special someone just for you.
Man, Bubba, that was really sweet. Even sensitive, heartfelt, and a load of crap. I bet you're going to tell Jordan that she's going to meet her knight in shining armor, too.
I'm going to marry Justin Bieber. He's dreamy. We are going to get married and have a mansion and live happily ever after.
Well, you might not marry him, but you'll find that special someone.
Kids, your Uncle Blake loves you very much, and he hopes that you do find true love. Brandon, here's $10 in case you don't.
What's the money for?
Strippers!
Enough life lessons for one day, kids. Now go on and play.
Bye, Uncle Blake.
You know you're killing me with the kids.
I just feel that it is my duty as an uncle to pass on my knowledge to my niece and nephew.
How about teaching them that it's important to stay in school? Or maybe how to drive a car?
Okay, fine. Brandon, Jordan, come here and pull Uncle Blake's finger.
If
got done here in Lovely Coffin by Lonesome Wyatt and the Holy Spooks.
Spooks!
And I love that song because, like, just isn't it kind of cool but creepy? Like,
yeah,
he's
kinda
living in a chick's dead body.
Plus, you know, when I hear Holy Spooks, I want to go, ooh. I haven't done that in a while.
Right. I find it sexy.
Oh.
Yes. Hey. Do that in the bedroom tonight.
I think you'll be Mr. Holy Spook. Oh, no. Be a spirit. That'll get her all excited.
Oh, fuck. Here we go again. So, anyway, I don't have a rant tonight. I'm unprepared. It's Valentine's Day. I'm in love. I love my wife.
God, you make me want to vomit. I mean, you're nice and everything.
I'm not feeling angry and hateful.
Oh.
So I thought instead.
I love you too.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Oh, sorry.
Are you done?
I really did. Hold on.
Anyway, I thought instead of me ranting about things that piss me off, we'd go back to last show and I'd let Mrs. Bubba.
Dr. Bubba.
Tell us. Give us a little information about something we talked last week. So we're going to entitle this next segment Anus versus Rectum Part Deux. That's for our friends in France.
That means part two.
That means part two.
I just learned that.
So, Mrs. Bubba, last month we were talking about none of us knew what the difference between an anus and a rectum was.
Well, they're both
part of your butt.
Part of your butt.
Part of your butthole.
And you can get pleasure from them.
Yes.
Something to do with the guy's prostate or something.
Yeah.
I ain't no girl sticking a finger in my butt.
What, you let guys do it instead?
Yeah. It has to be a manly finger.
Going back to Dr. Oz, they had a live prostate exam.
Yes,
on
I heard
the
all
TV.
About that.
Did the guy get off on it?
He kind of had this weird.
Dude, have you ever had a fucking prostate exam?
Yes, I have. I've had.
They're not enjoyable.
I had a colonoscopy, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I loved it.
Well, okay.
I didn't like that stuff you had to drink.
Oh, the stuff you have to drink is so nasty.
But anyway, anuses.
Anus. Anus is the hole.
Okay.
What did we call it?
The bunghole.
The bunghole.
The bungholio.
Yes.
It's the door.
It's the chute. It's the door.
No, it's not the chute.
Okay.
It's the door.
It's the door. So the anus is the first thing to get penetrated.
Yes.
Let's just say that. Okay, that's a good way to put it. That's very medical.
You penetrate the anus and you fill up the rectum.
The rectum is the chute.
Do we know how big a rectum, like what's the average size of a rectum?
It's the lower part of your large intestine.
Oh, so it's really...
You have a lot of intestines, a lot of bowels.
I do. I just had one in your house.
No, that was a bowel movement.
Oh. A lot of colon. I've had some colon removed.
Really? So you got like extra?
No, she had extra.
I had
Why did you have extra?
I didn't have extra. They just took some out.
So you had extra to give away.
Everybody has.
That's what I'm trying to get to is you have extra.
Yes.
Oh, you have extra.
Jesus Christ.
They can take... I lost about 6 inches.
That's what she said.
If I did that, I'd be negative. I'm at the colon.
Yeah, sure you did.
Gotcha.
I'd say my penis is probably 7.5, I'd say.
So leave you with 1.5 inches.
Yeah, I mean.
There's guys who probably have worse.
Hey, just because it's 7.5 doesn't mean I can work it. Anyway, the anus.
Yeah. It's not the size of the ship. It's the motion of the ocean.
It's all puckered up.
It's all puckered up.
The anus is the puckered up part.
Okay. All right.
So let me ask you a question, Mrs. Bubba.
Do you like it in the ass? Oh, I'm sorry.
I already know the answer to that question.
What is the answer to it?
Okay.
No, I'm not going to get an answer.
No, you're not.
So you like it in the ass. All right, that's my girl right there. What's up? Holla back.
All right, going back to our picture that got banned on
Facebook.
That's
nice. You talk about your stinky pinky, or not stinky pinky, and then you talk about like it in the butt. I love it.
I add so much to the show.
You do.
You do. You're right.
You're going to have even more fans now. Those guys in the South love to fuck girls in the ass. Not that they're going to fuck you in the ass.
Can I ask a question?
I'm sorry. I'm loving this.
Dr. Mrs. Bubba. The girl with the gaping asshole.
Yes.
Okay. So let's say there's a woman who only likes taking it in the ass, and she's got this huge, gaping, ridiculously large anus.
Right.
Does it stay that big around? All the time?
Because you can stretch it out, right? I mean,
you can stretch it out.
Like, it won't pucker anymore.
Well, the girl in the Facebook picture that got banned had huge gaping hole.
Yeah, you can stretch it out and it'll stay that way.
So it wouldn't shrink back up?
No.
So, like, if you had to take a shit really bad, how would you hold your butt cheeks together to hold it in? You know what I'm saying? It'd slide right out.
Because that's why shit's tapered at both ends so your asshole doesn't slam shut.
It's, well,
that was a joke.
Your vagina sometimes will tighten back up, depending on, say you
like
had,
if you only have some, if you only have sex once every other Friday.
Say you had a big dick.
Okay, let's say that. Wow, it's okay, gonna be far fetched, but I'm really gonna try.
Say a girl was sleeping with somebody with a big dick.
Okay, that'd
okay.
be me.
All right,
let's
okay.
just.
You're sleeping with a guy with a big dick?
No, I'm the guy with the big dick. Okay.
It will stretch out, and you'll get used to it. But then say you end up with a guy who doesn't have such a big dick. It will shrink back down.
And tighten back up.
And tighten back up.
How long does that take?
It depends on how often you have sex.
Let's hypothetically say you have sex every other Friday.
It'll stay.
Like I've got a little penis. Maybe. Okay, let's just hypothetically say I have a little penis.
Okay.
Hypothetically.
And so the vagina is shrinking because we're because of okay.
Non-usage?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's call it that.
Now just okay, here's the vagina question to go along with this anus thing.
Okay.
But somehow we're not talking about anuses anymore. Does a tighter vagina get more pleasure than a, let's say, average to loose vagina?
I would think so, because then you can feel it on.
But it depends
sides.
On what's filling it up.
Okay, let's
and
say
if you've got a loose vagina, but your man's packing a 4-pound penis, what's the difference?
I got you. Okay. All right. So
I would think
an average penis with a tight vagina makes good sex. Right? All right. Cool.
She just nodded her head yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I can't see you.
This is radio. Internet radio. So, the rectum. Does that, I mean, can that be damaged?
You have to be really careful with the rectum.
Really? Is it sensitive? I mean, can it be disabled?
Disabled?
I don't know.
And I forget, it's either your breathing or your heart rate. It can cause...
What the fuck does your asshole have to do with your heart?
Well, it...
Dude, have you ever had somebody to shove a cock in your ass?
Well, not a cock.
It'll make you take a deep breath, too.
Sometimes it'll take your breath away.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Look, I bet it would.
Yeah. Take my breath away.
Oh, God.
See, I'm too cheap to buy sound effects.
So we just sing and swing a microphone stand.
Every breath you take. Every move my rectum makes. How long is the rectum? Here's my question. The reason why I'm asking, there's a legitimate reason why I'm asking. I'm sorry, I'm not including you on this conversation.
It's all right.
With my eyes.
Don't look at me and talk about my rectum, though.
There's a little bit more eye candy on this side of the table, as you can tell. Let's say I had an exceptionally large penis, which I would say maybe, let's realistically a large, overly...
Let's say nine inches.
And let's say the female wanted to attempt to take it in the rectum, the anus, going into, so my penis goes into the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
Fills up the hallway.
How long is the hallway? I mean, what do you hit next? I mean, is there a corridor? Is there a turn?
No.
Here's a turnstile. You don't want to get stuck in that sucker.
Well, sometimes you can hit.
Hit what? I mean, what do you hit?
Is there a wall?
Yeah, wall of...
Poopy?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
So you hit a poopy stopper.
Yeah, you can hit the wall.
Poopy stopper.
We need a t-shirt. This is Bubba's poop stopper. Guess what I'm drawing at work tomorrow. Blake, we're really concerned about the fact that we walked by your desk and instead of being on the phone, you were drawing what seemed to be a rectum
a penis
with
poop on it.
A penis with poop on it.
Well, when they do the prostate exam, the doctor sticks the finger up it through the anus into the rectum.
Yes, I've had that procedure.
Okay. When he pulls his finger back out, he gets the card. It's the blood card. Where you check to see if there's blood in
there's a card
your,
comes out of your ass? What the fuck's going on back there?
You check to see if there's blood in the stool.
After they give me a kiss on the neck, I don't really pay attention, but from now on, I'm paying the fucking attention.
But there's always poopy on their finger.
Always?
Always.
I don't remember there being poopy on his finger, but I guess I really wasn't worried
right,
about it because I felt violated.
I would think that he would, like, as soon as he takes it out, he'd be like, get the glove off and throw it
no,
away.
No, he takes the glove. It's got some KY jelly on it, and then... and then they stick, you know, stick their finger through the anus into the rectum, and then when he pulls it out, there's a little poopy on it. So then he puts it on the card, and then they test it with the fluid.
Okay, here's my question. I'm going to puke a little bit. How many of these procedures have you witnessed? Because you're like, well, this is what they do.
I used to work in the medical field.
Did you ever perform one of these?
Not on somebody that was willing.
Well, I mean, aside from what we do in the bedroom. Before you had to wipe the poopy off.
Does she pull a card out of your asshole? Like, it's Ace of Spades!
I never stuck my finger in anybody's butt, but I've stuck thermometers up butts.
Do they get poopy on the thermometer?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you throw those thermometers away?
No, you just wipe
them. What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Are the glass ones with the mercury?
We used to have those.
Oh, my fucking God. You're kidding me.
Off? Oh, my God.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm just trying to picture the fact that you take a thermometer, shove it up somebody's ass, you get their shit on it, and then you turn around and shove it up somebody else's ass.
They're personal thermometers.
That's what I was asking. Okay. That's why I said you throw them away.
They're personally used on everybody that comes into the office.
Then,
and after they pull it out of your ass, they say, here you go, Blake. You can take this one home with you.
But then they
you
did
can use this on your whole family.
Then they got the other ones that just had the little plastic sheath.
I think my mom used to check my thermometer.
Now, those I've seen, and they just shoot the little sheath off.
Yeah, those go in the butt and in the mouth. It just has a
You're taking a thermometer that was in somebody's butt and putting it in somebody's mouth?
It's got a plastic sheath on it.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
What's the best way to take a temperature? Why do you take it in the butt?
The best way is to take it in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
You walked right into that. It was awesome.
Thank you, darling.
All right, so we're going to start getting away from this and kind of wrapping up the show a little bit. And since you guys are so in love and
we are.
Fucking blah, blah, fucking blah, blah, fucking
I do
blah.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Anyway, before I was really interrupted by your love making. She so just gave, like, the blowjob sound.
That's what I'm going to get tonight.
You like to think so. It's not what I heard.
Ask her what she asked me about my Valentine's Day present.
Oh, are you one of those? Are you one of those, I didn't get you anything, so I'll give you sex?
Oh, no. Not sex. Blowjob.
The blowjob.
Yeah, I did tell him that.
So, not that there's much relevance to this, but I'm just trying to take up time. And not that any of us care, but no, just joking. What did the Bubba family Valentine's Day consist of? And let's just start from as soon as your eyes open. How did it go down?
From the time my eyes opened? Well, my eyes opened, and about 4 hours later is when I got Mrs. Bubba up out of bed.
With eyes wide open, 4 hours later. No. Okay, so 4 hours.
So I woke her up this morning and gave her Valentine's Day gift. I got her a nice teddy bear and a box of chocolates and a Valentine's Day card.
Okay, the card was just...
Wait,
it was beautiful.
Hold on a second. You're getting ahead of the game. That's why this finger...
No, I'm the one getting ahead.
I wasn't saying, hey, anybody want a prostate exam? No. Okay, so when did you purchase the gifts, and be honest?
Yesterday.
Okay. Okay, so the card... He gave you... what did you give her?
A teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
A box of chocolates.
Good chocolates or cheap chocolates?
No, they were Russell Stover's.
Ooh, you are getting a blowjob.
You know it, baby.
And a card.
And a card.
And what did
a beautiful card.
What did the card say?
It talked about our love and how we've been through some really great times, but some bad times too, but we've made it.
Most of those bad times involve you. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Rubbing my wife's knee and all.
Was there anything personal written in it, or was it just the card and his name?
No, he wrote...
that I love you more and more every day.
Yes, he loves me more and more every day.
All my love.
All my love, Matt.
Matt.
Our Uncle Bubba. Bubba.
My persona's gone.
Okay, so did she have to get out of bed to get this, or did you take it to her?
No, she came out to the living room.
Okay, and so...
And I gave it to her in the living room.
We ate there. Okay, so anyway. Now, obviously, you know, you received some nice gifts.
Yes.
And thoughtful gifts, and what did you give him in return?
I haven't given it to him yet.
Okay, so you didn't purchase him a gift?
No.
A card?
No.
I'm the sweet one.
Wow.
I was sick this week. I didn't get a chance to go out anywhere.
Yeah, because you were so busy at work. Blake, I worked and worked and worked.
Two hours Monday.
So
That was Tuesday.
That's right.
I called it on Monday.
So basically, Uncle Bubba
got the shaft.
Got the shaft. I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right.
But what would you rather have, honey? Would you rather have a card that you just read?
No, I want the blowjob.
Would you rather have a blowjob?
I want the blowjob.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm cool with this.
Well.
So aren't you going to ask what else we did?
Okay, so after you gave her everything and she gave you nothing.
Yeah.
And promised you something later on.
Yep.
Then what happened?
We went out for a nice brunch at Granite City.
What time is brunch?
We went 10 about to 1. 10:30 to 11, okay. Somewhere around there.
All right, so you went to brunch. How was that?
Very good.
It was very good.
Very good.
Did she pay for it or did you pay for it?
No, I paid.
Okay.
She didn't work last week, dude. What part of that didn't you understand?
So far, you've got a teddy bear, Ruffles Stouffer's chicken, chocolate.
Russell Stover's chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. And a beautiful card with a little bit of sincere personal mm-hmm. handwriting. And then you got brunch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then I took her to Fashion Bug shopping.
Okay, and what did you get at Fashion Bug?
Close. Okay. Two new pairs of jeans and...
And who paid for Fashion Bug?
That was me again.
Okay. I would just like to... And I know you probably think I'm ripping on you, but I'm not. Because at the end of all this, you fucking scored. Because you got all this shit, and all you gotta do is give a blowjob.
Yep. Not necessarily true. I did pick up some stuff later on.
We went shopping for him, too. We went to Kohl's.
Okay, so with the gifts that you received and all the lovey-dovey bullshit that you received today, approximately how long will the blowjob last? Till completion?
Till completion.
How long, roughly, for completion on a blowjob?
For a blowjob, it's been a little while. It's going to take a little while.
Okay.
She may have lockjaw tomorrow.
So what happens if maybe 15 minutes into this you're like, fuck this, I'm taking this toque off because my head fucking is sweating like a pig. And you're like, you know, bullshit. When are you gonna call bullshit?
I don't call bullshit. I finish.
Wow. All right, well.
Don't I, Uncle Bubba?
Yes, you do.
All right, well, now that we know a lot, I wasn't dissing you at all.
No,
I'm
that's
just
okay.
trying to show you, I was trying to show the people about how much Valentine's Day is kind of bullshit.
You don't offer a blowjob and then take it back and say, well, I'm not going to finish.
Really? I got a couple ex-wives. Ho!
Ho! Bazinga!
My favorite thing is when you start to date someone, and if oral sex is a potentially like an option or something, you've ever noticed that they just love it? They say,
I love giving blowjobs.
And then about 6 months into
the relationship, I hate sucking dick.
Oh, I just hate it. I'm tired.
It's so gross.
So gross. I mean, I can understand sucking my dick would be kind of gross. But
well, yeah, after you said it was all chafed and bloody.
Scabby. So I find that ironic as well.
So about time to do some thank yous.
Yeah, I guess because we're not really...
Kind of wrapping here.
Kind of wrapping it up. I'm glad you guys had a good Valentine's Day.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I will. All kidding.
Real quick, how was your Valentine's Day?
It was a very nice Valentine's Day.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
For somebody who doesn't like Valentine's Day and somebody who doesn't believe very much of Valentine's Day, it was considerably better than expected or necessary.
That's good. We're glad to hear that.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. All right. We'll get on with the thank yous now. All right. Let's see. We want to thank Joe Huber from 357.
Yeah, it's a really good album. Their new album's good, so definitely check it out. I like their first one, too, Fire and Hail.
Yeah, good stuff. Also want to thank our buddies up north, above the border in Canada.
How do you fuckers wear toques all day? I was sweating my ass off, I swear to God.
I don't know, and that fucking Molson shit, man, that stuff gives you the shit.
Yeah, so check out
Verbal Abuse.
I have it on, I'm subscribed to it on my...
On iTunes?
Uh-huh, on
very
my
nice.
iTouch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
And I'm also subscribed to Burns IP too, so we'll at least get two downloads.
Maybe. That's right, every month. Hopefully, some other people will.
Well, the microphone's running away. The show is that bad that where the microphone goes
later. Please end it now.
No, it's been 20 minutes. You were talking about. No, I want to thank Uncle Bubba.
Thank you
for being on the show.
My pleasure.
It's delightful and enjoyable to do the show, and you know.
Thanks, man.
Look at me being all.
That was almost sentimental. Sweet. I had a load of crap. No, that was nice.
And Mrs. Bubba, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Eyes up. Look her in the eyes.
Happy Valentine's Day, George Washington. He had wooden teeth.
Yeah. I got wood right now.
And I want to spend a... I want to send a special shout out to my buddy, Bridge Burner Jared, who's kind of... You know how life kind of fucks you and... Punches you in the face a few times.
Yep.
But he's getting through it and fighting back and not letting the man stick him down and all that shit.
Do what you got
to
do, man.
And he's been listening to the show for a long time, and so it's just want to give him a shout out and give him a big old internet hug.
Shout out, Jared.
Shout it out loud.
Shout it. Oh, I guess we're done.
We're done with that.
Sorry, I was into that one.
I also wanted to I'm wanting to spend a lot of shouts out.
God. So
send a shout out to Renee, who is our scout from the South, for hooking us up with some tunes.
I like that, scout from the South.
Yeah, she came up with it herself.
Kind of cool.
She tagged herself.
Nice.
Isn't that fucking cool? You're like, oh, by the way, this is what you can call me.
You're going to call me Scout from the South, yeah. Bitch.
By the way, asshole. So, thanks to her, although when she
one
said,
more person doing the work for you.
Yep. Eventually, I will do nothing but come on the show and talk about how awesome I am.
Be a short show.
I also want to thank the fans, of course, for taking the time to do a little ditty on the keyboard.
Yeah, it was nice getting some fan feedback this month.
Emails.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Oh, I should just let you do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Please, Mrs. Bubba, have
go ahead,
at it.
Go ahead,
since you get all the feedback.
You want to thank them individually?
Thank you to my fans.
Oh, thank you to my fans.
I've been on 3 episodes, and you guys worship me.
I'm sure her shirt will outsell mine, too.
Right now, her lack of a shirt in certain places is helping me out. So we got 2 more songs.
Hey, real quick, before you go into that, I just want to say I was on Facebook earlier, and I saw Kara Clark's album release coming up. Remind everybody.
Yeah. It was Sinnin'.
Sinnin'. Yes, that's it.
We do a lot of Sinnin'. We got 2 more songs. We're kind of do a little back-to-back at the end.
A little back-to-back.
Which I thought about how we were going to do it, and there was no real good way to do it.
Mrs. Bubba likes it from front to back. Get it?
That's what I've heard.
My front to her back.
Do you let him stick it in your vagina after he stuck it in your butt, or is it kind of like...
No, you can't do that.
Okay, it's very bad.
You don't double dip.
No.
So you have to start in the front and then go in the back?
You have to start in the front and go to the back, because if you start in the back and go to the front...
You can get lots of you could stuff, get, have yeah. bacteria.
Yeah.
You could get a venereal disease.
See how we wrap that all around into one big package? Like putting a bow on that fucking thing. The show, wrapped up. Okay, so we're going to play 2 songs. The first song was sent to us by, of course, Renee, our scout from the South. And she is going to start sending us 1 song every episode we're going to play.
Awesome. That's good because nobody else is sending us any new music.
Right. And so she's going to be giving us a song each episode. And the song that she picked for this episode was from Uncle Scratch's Gospel Revival. And it's called I Can't Bang You on a Sunday.
And I love this song.
It's pretty cool. And the reason we hired her and put her on the payroll.
whoa, payroll? I'm getting fucked.
No. Hey, that's why I had to hire her to pay you.
Are you getting paid?
No.
Okay.
Yes, she is. Anyway.
Gonna get hit again.
But, you know, with the Valentine's Day, anti-Valentine's Day episode. And then Valentine's Day is on a Sunday.
Yes, so it is.
She put some effort into this.
Yeah.
And it only took me about 14 days to get this song converted to where we can
is
play.
Is this the one you called me? You sent me a text trying to get it converted at fucking 9:30 at night. I'm trying to sleep.
Uncle Scratch's Gospel Revival, I Can't Bang You on a Sunday. And then after that, this is sad.
This is sad.
This is kind of sad.
It is sad.
Then the song, second song we're going to play is a dedication to our great friend, Cody O, from the Calamity Cubes.
Cody. Dirty driving.
Yeah, he recently had a run-in with the Popo.
Yep.
I don't know what they call him in that state. They call him Popo.
The Popo.
But he was riding dirty, and so we wanted to cheer him up.
Yeah. Got a special little ditty.
And so since we can't go to it, oh my God. Just
kicked my microphone stand.
So since we can't go, you know, support him.
I'd like to go show up at his court hearing.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all go do that.
Road trip.
We're going to play a special song called Fuck the Police.
Fuck the Police by NWA.
So we're carrying on the theme of rap music. I think we're going
to
continue.
We are not trying to convert people.
Yes. This is not some kind of government conspiracy to turn you on
right.
against the music lovers. We're just going old school. We're not playing none of that new shit.
I don't like the new shit.
Kanye. We're just going
Midwest.
Kanye West. God, that guy's a freaking
We're playing
major.
Old school.
It's the old school that's good.
And I think next song.
Old school rap.
We're going to play a little Slick Rick Varula.
Very nice.
But this one is for Cody O, our good friend. The Calamity Cubes. So we're coming up with I Can't Bang You on a Sunday by Uncle Scratch's Gospel Revival.
And Fuck the Police by NWA.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Happy fucking Valentine's Day to
Happy
you.
Happy VD to you.
It has been kind of itching lately.
Ooh.
Ah.
Not good.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
I can't bang you on a Sunday, singing right. Guess we gotta do it on a Monday. Tender. Sorry, baby, this ain't my way. The Bible says I can't bang you on a Sunday. I can't bang you on a Sunday. Me and Brother Ed are playing on Wednesday. Perhaps we could nail you on Good Friday. Just can't do it on a Sunday. All right, let me try this out. Here we go, lead in the TSC.
Not bad for a bunch of honkies.
Yep.
What a blessing.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, the prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E. Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path of police. I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your cat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yo, man, what you need?
Police, open up. We have a warrant for Easy's arrest. Get down and put your hands behind my seal.
What the fuck did I do, man? What did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Man, I didn't do shit.
Man, just shut the fuck up.
Easy, won't you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit?
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence. So criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police. Jury has found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.